Knox Orthopedics is your clinic of choice for orthopedic care for three reasons: Doctors Knox, Rawls, and McConnell. These highly experienced orthopedists help with a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. With on-site X-ray, MRI, bracing, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment to deliver you from hurting to wellness, returning you to productive, pain-free enjoyment of life. 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home. Appointments also available in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Well, we'll be Mount Holmes basketball to start this second quarter when both teams come off their benches. They're getting their last second instructions from their coaches. Right now, Lady Bombers leading Bentonville West 18-7 to start this second period. Over on KTLO AM, they've completed the first quarter in Siloam Springs. The Bomber boys are leading the Panthers 23-13 after one. So good start for both Mount Holmes teams in this on this Friday night. This is the last road trip of 2019 for both teams. The next games will be right after Christmas, the first Arkansas Bell Bonds tournament at Bomber Gymnasium. Martin with the ball, throws it to Gilbert. Over to Payne on the left side. Now back to Gilbert near the top. She dribbles towards the left wing, throws it in the corner to Payne. Payne throws out to Yates. Back to Payne, who has it near the top. She dribbles a little more to the top, throws it there to Yates. Over on the left side, it goes to Gilbert. Down to Martin in the corner. Martin will dribble towards the wing, throws it near the top to Gilbert, over to Payne on the right side, down to Yates in the left corner, in the right corner, and yes, she shuffled her feet a little too much. So Yates gets a call for the traveling. That is Mount Holmes' second turnover of the night with 7:23 left in this first quarter. An 11-point Lady Bomber lead, or this first half, I'm sorry. Here's Curtis into the front court for the Lady Wolverines. Dribbles toward the top. Now goes a little more to the right side. Now she's drilling down toward the corner. Picks up a drill, gives it to Phillips on the wing. Her pass is knocked away, stolen by Foreman, who throws it quickly into the front court to Emma Martin, going in for the layup, off the glass, no good, but draws contact, and will head to the free throw line as we are 58 seconds into this second quarter. That foul's on Chloe Jones. Her first personal foul, team foul number 6 against Bentonville West. So Emma Martin goes to the free throw line for the first time tonight. She has 6 points so far in this game. Martin's first free throw is up and good. So one more free throw coming up for Emma Martin with 7:02 left in this first half. Second shot for Martin is up, and she gets both. So far as a team, Mountain Home 6-for-6 from the free throw line. Boy, the inbound pass goes immediately into their front court, but now a tie-up's going to be called, and a good job by Emily Payne to try to get her hands on the ball. It will be Bentonville West basketball on the possession arrow with 6:56 left in the half. 20-7 Mountain Home on top. Phillips will inbound the ball from the far sideline, gets into Guevara. Looks like Mountain Home in a 2-3 zone. Ball goes over to Phillips on the right side, back over up top to Guevara, over to Jones on the left. Down the corner goes to Phillips. Back to Jones on the wing. Up top to Guevara. Guevara will dribble a little more to the right side. Gives down the corner to Phillips, who's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good. Madison Phillips with her first field goal of the night, coming from behind the arc. And it's a 20-10 lead for Mount Home with 6:26 left in the opening half. Here's Gilbert with the ball on the right wing. Throws up top to Martin. Over to Yates on the left side. Back up top to Martin. Martin thought about three, now drills to the left elbow, throws it in the corner to Payne. Back up top to Martin. Over to Payne on the left wing. Now she gives it to Gilbert, who has it there on the left side. Gilbert's going to drill down toward the corner. Now goes back to the wing, throws a cross-court pass to Martin on the right side. Martin drills near the free throw line, throws it to Payne on the left wing. Her three-pointer will not go. Long rebound control by Foreman. Mountain Home will set back up. Here's Martin with it on the right. Throws it down to Gilbert in the corner. Back up top to Martin. Martin's going to pull up for the three-pointer. That one won't go either. Yates gets the offensive rebound. She drills out to the right wing. Now goes down into the lane, going in for the layup. No good, but draws plenty of contact, and she'll head to the free throw line with 5:43 left in the first half. That is Lainey Tapp's first personal foul, team foul number 7. That does put Mountain Home in the bonus, but this is going to be 2 shots regardless. Aston Yates at the free throw line. First shot is up and in. That's her first free throw attempt of the night. So one more free throw to try to build on Mountain Home's double-digit advantage. Second shot for Yates is up. Rolls around and goes in. Aston Yates with 4 points. 22-10, Mounts Home leading at 5:41 left in the first half. Here is Jones back the other way. Dribbles toward the left corner. Throws out on the wing to Curtis. Now goes up top to Phillips. Over on the right side to Guevara. Down in the right corner now. I'm sorry, that's Guevara with it now. She drills the lane, has her pass knocked away by Emily Payne. Ball goes out of bounds under the basket, and Bentonville West will inbound it with 5:25 left in the opening period, opening half. Leah Jackson checks back in, replacing Kate Gilbert. And for Bentonville West, Jada Curtis will take a seat as she's replaced by Sierra Cravens. 12-point lead for Mounts Home, 5:25 left in the first half. Inbound pass will be triggered by Phillips, throws it into Jones on the left side. Now she's going to dribble a little more to the top. Now takes the screen, dribbles to the left side. Now goes back to the top, throws over on the right side to Guevara. I'm sorry, that was tap with it. Ball goes up top to Cravens, over on the left side to Guevara. She dribbles to the left elbow, now goes back up top. Finds Phillips at the free throw line. Finds the cutting Guevara going into the lane for the layup. Good. Evelyn Guevara with her first field goal of the night. She has 2 points now. 22-12, Mountain Home leading it. Less than 5 minutes left to the half. Here's Martin with it up top for Mountain Home. Throws over to Payne on the left side. Down to Yates in the corner. Yates will throw a cross-court pass to Leah Jackson in the right corner. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Boy, it looked like it was going to go in, but just off the mark. And Bentonville West gets a rebound. Here's Jones with it back the other way. She drills to the right side. Throws it up top to Tapp. Over to Guevara on the left wing. Guevara will dribble up to the top. Mount Holmes down to man-to-man. Ball was thrown over on the left side. It was knocked around for a moment, but Bentonville West does keep possession. Here's Cravens throwing it up top to Guevara. Guevara will drill to the left elbow, and now I guess a little contact foul called on Emma Martin. That is her second personal foul, the eighth team foul against Mountain Home. Another 1-1 coming up for Bentonville West with 4:09 left in the first half. Emily Payne's going to take a seat as she's replaced by Kate Gilbert, and Jada Curtis comes back in as she replaces, I believe, Lainey Tapp. Free throw by Evelyn Guevara. She misses the front end of the 1-1. Ball goes out of bounds, and I was going to say last touch by Bentonville West. Mountain Homes basketball with 4:08 left in the first half. Annie Norcross checking into the game for the first time tonight for Mountain Home as she replaces Anna Grace Foreman. Norcross, a 5'10 sophomore. A 10-point Lady Bomber lead. Again, our score 22-12. Here's Gilbert across the timeline, drills to the right side. Throws it up top to Martin. Over down to Jackson near the left corner. She dribbles out to the wing. Throws it to Yates in the corner. Now Yates dribbles towards the left wing. Throws a cross-court pass to Emma Martin, who's going to go in for the layup. Good. Emma Martin in double figures with 10 points. 24-12 our score. Mounts Home leading it with 3:40 left of the half. Here's Guevara. Her pass was to Jones, was knocked away over on the far side as Leah Jackson made a good heads-up defensive play to knock that pass away. Anna Grace Foreman's going to check back into the game as Emma Martin will take a seat. 3:37 left in the first half. A 12-point lead for Mountain Home. 24-12 our score. Phillips triggering the inbound pass. Gets into Cravens, who's going into the lane for the layup. But rolls around, will not go. And the rebound is controlled by Norcross, and back comes Mountain Home. Boy, Curtis looks like she's walking in a little gingerly, but I guess she's okay. Here's Yates with the ball in the left corner. She's going to go into the lane for the layup. Good! Asin Yates with 6 points, 26-12. And looks like Mount Tom's going to be called for a foul in the backcourt. Another 1-1 coming up for the Lady Wolverines with 3:20 left of the half. Emma Martin's going to come back in, replacing Kate Gilbert, who just picked up her third personal foul. This will be the last 1-1 for Bentonville West, as this is the ninth team foul against Mountain Home. Lainey Tapp's going to check back into the game for Bentonville West, replacing Sierra Cravens. So another 1-1 opportunity for Evelyn Guevara. She's 0-for-2 from the free throw line so far with 2 points. First shot is up and good. And she runs back, but she forgets she's got one more shot left. So Guevara back at the free throw line for her second shot. It rolls around and goes in. Man, she's got some high arch on that free throw attempt. She gets both. She now has 4 points. 26-14, Mountain Home leading it. 3:20 left in the first half. Martin will walk the ball across the timeline for the Lady Bombers. The only Payne's going to check in at the next available time for Mountain Home. Here, Martin throws it to Jackson. Over to Yates on the right side. Down in the corner to Foreman. Foreman gives it to Jackson, who's there at the corner. She drills out to the wing. Up top it goes to Martin. Over on the left side to Yates. Yates drills down to the corner. Now she's going towards the low block. Kicks it back out to Norcross on the left wing. Cross-court pass to Jackson. Dangerous one, but Jackson does get it. Now Jackson loses the handle of the ball as she's rolling down toward the lane. It goes out of bounds, and that will be Mount Tom's third turnover of the night with 2:49 left in the first half. Annie Norcross is going to check out of the game, as will Leah Jackson, as Emily Payne and Abby Martin check back into the game for Mountain Home. 2:49 left in the half. It is a 12-point lead for the Lady Bombers. 26-14 is our count. Here is Tapp into the front court. Throws over to Jones. Now up top to Curtis. Ball goes down to Tapp in the just outside the lane. Now she's going into the paint, going up for the leaning jumper. Good. Laney Tapp with her first field goal of the night. She has 3 points. 26-16, Mountain Home leading it. Less than 2.5 minutes left of the first half. Here is Emily Payne with the ball up top. Throws over to Abby Martin on the left side. Back to Payne. Now Addison Yates has up the top. Tries to give it to Foreman. Ball is knocked away, but Emma Martin controls it. Now throws up top to Yates. Yates is going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Rebound's knocked around and controlled by Phillips. And back come the Lady Wolverines. With over 2 minutes left as Bentonville West tries to cut Mount Holmes' lead to single digits. Here is Tapp with it just outside the lane. Now kicks it down in the corner to Guevara, who's going into the lane for the layup. No good, but draws plenty of contact, and she'll head to the line for a pair of free throws. Abby Martin picks up her first personal foul. That is the 10th team foul, so it looks like it's going to be two shots from here on out on every non-shooting foul here in the first half. Evelyn Guevara at the free throw line, where so far she is 2 of 4. Mega 3 of 5 as she gets the first one here. Haven Klinger is going to check back into the game for Mountain Home, replacing Abby Martin with 1:51 left of the half. By the way, that free throw did put Mountain Home's lead back to single digits. Second shot is up. No good. She gets one of two as the rebound is controlled by Anna Grace Foreman. She'll throw it to Emma Martin, who brings it into the front court. Martin dribbles to the right wing. Throws it to Yates just outside the lane. Now she's going in for the layup. No good. Was blocked, but I guess she got a little bit of the arm, too, as Jada Curtis picks up her first personal foul. And that's the 8th team foul against Bentonville West. It will be Addison Yates at the free throw line, where so far she is 2 of 2 with 6 points with 1:40 left in the half. First free throw is up and in. So one more free throw coming up for Addison Yates as Mount Holmes lead is back to double digits. Second shot is up and good. Addison Yates now with 8 points. And looks like Mountain Home is going to take the timeout this time. We'll break with 1:40 left to play in the first half. Mountain Home leading Bentonville West 28-17. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and 4 generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Mountain Home takes her first time out of the night as they lead 28-17 over Bentonville West with 1:40 left in the first half over on KTLO AM. Right now it is the Mountain Home Bomber boys leading Solemn Springs by a count of 27-15. So looks like they're in a good shape right tonight as well. Here is Guevara back the other way for Bentonville West, throwing it to Phillips in the right corner. Now throws it up top to Tapp, who's going to pull up for the jumper just inside the three-point line. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Anna Grace Foreman, and back comes Mountain Home. Here's Emma Martin quickly into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Finds Foreman in the lane, has the ball knocked away from her, and stolen by Bentonville West. And now it looks like Klinger's going to get the steal right back, and she has the ball knocked away from her. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Bentonville West. Mountain Home will keep it with 1:10 left in the first half. The team's exchanging turnovers. That is the Lady Wolverines' 10th turnover already with we are not quite yet done with the first half. Emma Martin will inbound the ball on the baseline. Gets in to Foreman up top. Over on the left side to Klinger. down to Yates on the low block. Tries to give it to a cutting Foreman. Ball was knocked away, and now a scramble for the ball. And it's going to be Mount Tom's basketball on the jump ball call as the possession arrow points towards them. Leah Jackson's going to check back into the game for the Lady Bombers as Haven Klinger will take a seat. 101 left in the first half, an 11-point Lady Bomber lead. Emma Martin will inbound the ball underneath the basket. Trying to figure out where to go with it. Now gives it to Yates on the left side. Yates gives it to Foreman in the lane for the layup. Good. Anna Grace Foreman with 10 points. Or, I'm sorry, with 4 points. I'm sorry. 30-17. There it is. With Mountain Home leading it. And it looks like they get another steal. Here is Emma Martin. Back the other way with 42 seconds left of the half. Martin dribbling near the half-court line. And I think Mountain Home may be content once again to hold for the last shot of the period. 30 seconds left here in the first half. Martin dribbles to the left side. Now throws up top to Payne. Payne will dribble to the left. Now ball goes up top to Yates. Yates will dribble to the left side. Finds Payne in the corner. Payne will dribble out to the wing. Gives it there to Jackson. Jackson dribbles up to the top. Gives it to Foreman near the free throw line. Finds Yates on the low block. 11 seconds left. Now ball goes to Payne on the left wing. Up top to Jackson. Jackson thought about the three. Now kicks out to Martin in the right corner. She's going to put up the three. Good! Emma Martin with 13 points, and that's the way this first half is going to end. A good way to end the half for the Lady Bombers as they increase their lead to 16, and that's how they'll go into the locker room. We have reached halftime. Our score, Mountain Home leading Bentonville West 33-17. We'll start the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show in just a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
One of our favorite activities this time of year is reminiscing. Each year, the people of Farmers and Merchants Bank reflect on our giving mission, the charitable causes to which we contribute. It's because of you and your business that we are able to support those worthy causes. Our mission is to provide a financial institution that improves the well-being and promotes the success of our employees and customers by treating all with dignity, respect, and compassion. Happy holidays to you from the people of Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
Just like basketball, life presents us many challenges, and then we adjust our game plan. Central Heating and Cooling knows in most homes, your heating and cooling system accounts for approximately 60% of your utility cost. And systems with a planned maintenance can save up to 30%. Slam dunk! Call Central Heating and Cooling at 425-4717 to adjust your game plan. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965.